Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises an image. She prays to be crafted by the sculptor.
Super excited. We've got our Mass Fashion Show coming up here in a couple months, November 13th and 14th at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo at the Orange County Convention Center. If you want to be a part of that event, you can send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com for more details, or you can send us a message on all social media platforms under Madeline Mommy Show, Mass Fashion Show, Patrick Ellen. We have a special guest calling in today. Very exciting stories he's got to tell us. G.W. Tolley will be calling in. We met him over at the International Christian Film Festival back in May here in Orlando, Florida. So we're excited we'll be talking to G.W. Tolley here in just a few minutes. And we're going to take one more break and then we'll be back. Radio, super excited. We just got a couple more minutes before our special guest calls in today, G.W. Tolley. We met him at the International Christian Film Festival, like I was saying earlier. And we are looking forward to hearing what he's got to talk about. All very exciting spiritual stuff. G.W. Tyler, you don't want to miss it. He's going to be calling in here in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Also, don't forget to sign up for Mad Fast Show coming up November 13th and 14th at the Orange County Convention Center. Also, we are looking for delegates for our USA Lifetime Star Reporter Pageant, which is also going to be held that same weekend, November 13th and 14th, at the Central Florida County Central Florida Children and Family Expo. I don't know why I couldn't get that out again, but yeah, Central Florida Children and Family Expo Center at the Orange County Convention Center. So that's Orlando, Florida. Hi, Christy. How are you, hon? What's up with you? Still out there on the beach enjoying your birthday weekend? Christy Boyle, she had her birthday. Good for you. Happy belated birthday. And let's see, what else do we have going on here? Oh, we're getting ready to finally, for the third year in a row, film our movie, actually, which was turned into a TV show, Lost in the Parking Lot. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've casted all of our parts, so for those of you that reached out, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you guys on set coming up here in a couple weeks. Also, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the first weekend of Howl and Scream over here in Busch Gardens, Tampa, Florida. If you are a Platinum Pass holder, it's free this weekend for you to get in to see Howl and Scream. You don't want to miss it because they've got some new haunted houses that they just put in there this year. So Howl and Scream coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be over there this weekend, so if you see us, give us a holler. We'll do a photo op with you guys. All right, and we've got just a couple more minutes before our caller calls in, so I'm going to take another little break, and we'll be back.
Well, you always let me through.
Yes, and we are. We're all praying. And I just had a little request come in here. Christy Boyle, don't forget to promo the event the 26th of September in Newport Richey at the Harley-Davidson. You're welcome, Miss Christy. No problem. Anytime. Harley-Davidson is doing something. I think it's a fundraiser, so you guys don't want to miss it. I don't know all the details, but Newport Richey, Harley-Davidson, all right? September the 26th. And what else is going on? Oh, my gosh, so much stuff going on. This past weekend was a holiday weekend. I think all by now all the kids are back to school, and summer's, like, officially over, right? Yeah, summer's over. But I love the fall, and I know they're going through Indian summer up north, which is really an amazing time of the year. I love it so much. But down here, we either get it hot or hotter. Right now, it's hotter. It's raining today on and off, so much needed. I know we're always getting rain on and off. It's pretty hot down here, though. So let's see, what else is going on? Tampa, Florida. Oh, I told you guys about the fashion show and the pageant and the movie. And what else do we got going on here? Howl Scream. There's some projects coming up that we're going to be casting for. We have our own project. We've already filled those parts, though. So, again, thank you all that reached out to us. And, you know, we'll keep you in mind for any future projects. If you want to reach out to us, though, and become part of any of our events or projects, again, the email address to send your headshot and short bio to would be madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. For more details, we're always looking for models, designers, actresses, actors, anywhere from the age of 5 to 100. All right? And boys and girls, designers, volunteers. But we're real excited about the Florida Kids and Family Expo. It was extended from last year due to COVID. So we didn't do a live event. We did our virtual fashion show, which turned out very well. We really had a great time with that. And we were actually, hi, you love fall? Oh, my gosh, Trissa, I love fall too, honey. I know, we're excited. Halloween's right around the corner. Madeline's already started decorating. I said, it's not even October yet, and you're decorating for Halloween. She said, yes, she's getting into the spirit. Before you know it, the holidays will be upon us, and then it'll be 2022. This year is just flying. I do want to send out a special prayer to my mother-in-law. Pamela Patrick is still in the hospital on life support. She's suffering from pneumonia and COVID-19. So we do want to send the deepest prayers. I want to say thank you all to all of you. We've had an overwhelming response to my post on Facebook and people calling and messaging us. Thank you all so very much. Your prayers are greatly appreciated. She is doing better, but she's still not out of the woods. So please continue to pray for our mother-in-law and grandma, Kamala Patrick. She's here in the hospital in Carrollwood, Florida. And what else is going on? Let's see if our caller is on hold yet. Not yet. Just a couple more minutes and he'll be calling in. Very exciting stuff. We're looking forward to hearing what G.W. Charlie has to talk about. Actually, he's got a lot to talk about, and I am not going to spill the beans. I'm going to let him tell you all about it. It's very cool. So I see we're live on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. So if you want to catch the show afterwards, you can tap on the link that I provided on our social media platform to listen to the podcast. So we would love to have your input on what you think about the show. Let's see how we're doing here. Our next caller is due to call in any second. Very exciting. Oh, I can't wait. Well, I'm going to have to wait, aren't I? I'm going to have to wait. Madeline! She's in there doing her homework. They are getting ready to get this. Oh. Here he is. He's on the line. Let me just switch over so we can say hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am highly blessed and favored.
And, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I was just telling the listeners a little bit about you, but I didn't want to tell them everything because that's for you to tell. So tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, my name is G.W. Tully, and I am an author. I am a speaker, a TV host of Watch Your Story. I'm a self-publishing coach, a scriptwriter, and I'm an advocate for the hearing impaired and deaf and a program called Write It Out for firefighters, first responders, military, and police officers.
Wow. I know we met you briefly at the International Christian Film Festival, and you were spreading joy there. Tell us, how did you get started in all of this?
Well, when I was young, I was drugged to church, and at about one point in my life, I had said, I will never go to church again. And my dad said, until you grow up, get up and go to church. So for about 20-some years, I didn't have anything to do with church or God or anything like that. And it came to a point where I had identity theft. They got into my checking, my savings, my credit cards. The police come to arrest me. They padlocked my house. My mom had died 4 times, twice she was dead for 30 minutes. I mean, I was laid off. I ate oatmeal for like 2 years. It was a 10-year process of going through. And at the one moment, I mean, I was so hungry. But the thing was, one of my charities was a food bank. And it was pride that kept me from going in there. And finally, one day I went in there, and they said, what are you going to volunteer for today? And I said, my head hung low. I said, I'm going to the program. And they said, young man, raise your head up high because there's no shame in here. So from that point, you know, God, he'd been working with me. And it's just, you know, the things he was telling me I didn't want to hear. And then one day they had switched me to overnight. I worked for a large box store. And I had fallen asleep on the way home. And I had traffic backed up every which direction. It was the most peaceful sleep. No one blew the horn. No one woke me up. I woke up, then I drove on home. The next day I didn't make it to that spot. And my car had gone off of the road right before it hit a telephone pole with a transformer. Someone called me and said, call you that you're in danger and your divine life purpose is much needed in the world today. So as a child, I was hearing impaired. I'd always had sore throats and earaches, and all the way through school, I failed. English, spelling, grammar, I mean, I failed. So until the second year of high school, I had emergency surgery, and then my hearing was corrected. But God wanted me to write a book, and I said, God, you have the wrong person. English, spelling, grammar, punctuation, that's not me. And so, but it was like going to have a baby. And it just, that book needed to come out of me. And there were so many people had told me no. There were so many people had told me, you know, don't do that. You don't even have money to eat. Why are you going to do a book? I even had publishers say, we don't do it that way. It won't sell. People won't like it. And I said, well, God has had me do this, and he didn't say it was going to sell. He didn't say people was going to like it. He just told me to do it. So it's interesting that in the last year there's been 11 books, and there's been 13 books overall. I'm working on book 14 now. And book number 2 was actually revealed at the City of David in Israel in 2019.
Oh, wow. So tell us, I mean, I'm sure, where can we find your book? Tell us the names of your book.
First one is Comforting Messages from Heaven. And then the second one was A Modern Day Job. And then there's I Am Josiah. And then there's the self-publishing book where it teaches people how to get their testimonies out into the world. That's the whole key of everything that I'm doing. It's everybody has a story. And the same thing with, you know, What's Your Story, the TV show, it's about getting people's testimonies out. So the company is called Productions by Faith, and that is www.productionsbyfaith.com.
Okay. And so can we buy them in the store, or do you have to go online to purchase them?
Normally online. Some of them are on Amazon. But like like Comforting Messages from Heaven, it just wasn't up to the quality that I wanted the book to be. And so that one is only available, the really good version, is on productionsbyfaith.com. And with that way, it's building kingdom commerce. So you can see other products. You can see the artwork. You can see greeting cards. And that's one of the things I try to teach people is how to build a kingdom business with the things that God has given you, with your God-given talents.
So true. And people don't even, some of them don't even know what their talents are, you know, or they don't know how to apply them. So that's awesome. And I know you told me a little bit about what, you know, how you got started, but can you elaborate more on what inspired you into getting started in all of this?
Well, I think it was just, it was God's calling. It was nothing that, you know, I didn't like my picture, having my picture made. And it's so interesting, you know, that God has just pushed me in front of the camera. And that has been, you know, it was like God said, I'm going to give you a worldwide platform. And I was like, okay, God, I'm like, you know, can you give me an errand? And it was so funny because it was so instant. He goes, no. And I'm like, okay, just give me the words that are pleasing to you. And I think it's as everything goes on, it's just helping other people. And that's been what I see, is hearing their stories and just some of their lives of what they've been through. It can help other people. It can give them hope. It can just give them just a little, you know, chance of doing better, you know, because we're all in the same boat together. And, you know, on social media, we want to look perfect. We want to look like we don't have anything going on in our lives. And the way God has done my life, everything's been very public. And it's, at one point, you know, or several points, it's been like train wrecks. And, you know, people were peeping through their fingers to see, well, what's going on with him today?
Yeah, right? Interesting that people are so interested in what it is that you're doing, right?
It is, and it's, you know, just really just taken off. And it's, but like I said, everything has been very public with everything that God has had me do. And some of the stories, like One Last Chance, that story, it almost wrecked me. And God wanted me to write that story. He wanted me to tell that. And it was 2 years to the day, whole entire book, to get that story out. But the thing is, once I started writing these things out, it was helping other people, but it was also helping me. God was just, he was cleansing me, he was healing me, he was taking me to the next level. So it's like a form of therapy when you're writing these things out.
It's therapeutic to you and for the person that you're telling it to, you know? And the thing about it is, because I know we all have our own story, like you say, and I know even my own situation, I've tried to, you know, maybe help my own kids even so that they don't make those same mistakes or they don't have to go through those experiences, you know?
Yeah, and here's
some people
stories
don't even
like,
relate to them.
Yeah, and that's like I work with the Apopka Pregnancy Care Center here in Apopka, and just hearing some of the stories, I mean, it really, you know, it just makes my mouth drop, and I'm just sitting in awe when I hear some of these things. And also with, like, Teen Challenge, you know, some of the people, they've been in prison, and they sit there and tell all the things that they've been through and that they've done. And, you know, and they will say, only by God's grace, you know, that I was saved, and how they've taken Yeshua as their Lord and Savior. And, I mean, it doesn't matter what he's done. You know, he meets us where we're at. You know, we don't have to be fully clean. That's not the way he works.
Yeah, right. Everybody's got their stuff they got to go through. So, I mean, that's perfect, especially nowadays. Gosh, people going through so much more than ever. And that's good. It's good inspiration. And you say you're a motivational speaker. Are you Do you have a schedule? Are you, you know, where are you going next? What's on your agenda?
Right now we're working on I Am Josiah and turning that into a TV show and like a film, like a documentary. That's what we're working on now, along with What's Your Story. And again, it's so interesting that someone that doesn't want to be in front of people, that doesn't want to be on camera, and God has just gave me a shove, and I just have to go, you know, okay, God, you've got this. And so that's
the thing. When
you're
calling, you can run and you can hide, but only for so long, and it'll just keep presenting itself to you. You have no choice.
It's like being Jonah. You know, you can almost take the whole ship down with you and everybody else, but, you know, with your calling or whatever it is. It's better just do what you need to do and, you know, what God wants you to do. It's just so much easier than trying to run and hide. And it's a lot more joyful, you know, when you just embrace the journey and say, okay, God, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, I don't understand this. But, you know, I trust you and I just move in you.
Amen. Is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
That's one of the things that when I opened up the Bible, one of the things came up was 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from and I will forgive them for their sins and heal their land. And that's one of the things that we need to do is honestly just repent and just ask God for forgiveness and just bring him into our heart and stop with all the racism, the hate, and even in the churches where they're so divided. And we just need to be on one accord and unity, because if you're in another country, it doesn't matter if you're Baptist, Free Will Baptist, Catholic, or whatever it is. If you're some form of Christian, they're going to kill you. So it doesn't matter what form that you are. You know, we need to be Christ-like, and we just need to gather together, and we need to pray and be on one accord.
That's true. Is there a website or anything where we can find you on the internet?
Yeah, so if you go to anywhere on social media and you look up G.W. Tolley, T-O-L-L-E-Y, you'll find me there, or Productions by Faith. You'll see a blog that's on www.productionsbyfaith.com. So you'll see the blog of everything that we're doing. You'll see the TV show, where it's at. You'll see radio shows, just like we're doing right now, and different things that's coming up. You'll see the news of what we're doing and where we're going. And even on like YouTube and Meetup, we have film groups and we have different things to help people and bring people together. Because when we learn from each other with our talents and skills, because it takes a team to produce these things.
It definitely takes a team to make the dream work, right?
It does. And the way the TV show happened was just, you know, I was going, God had sent me to the pregnancy center, and I'd been going there for like 3 years, and you know, because I also have a children's book. It's Sasha's Healing and Miracles. And he was having me go back over there, and it just so happened that the TV station called me and said, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to the pregnancy center. And they were like, excuse me? And I said, I'm going to the pregnancy center. He goes, excuse me? And I said, I'm going to have this baby. And, of course, he couldn't see me rubbing my belly. But and he said, what are you doing? And I said,
that's funny.
And I said, I was going to interview the people there of why they chose to keep their baby. And he said, I want to film this. And I said, well, tomorrow I'm going to Teen Challenge and talk to the people that's been in prison. And he said, I want to film that too. And it just happened so effortlessly, but it was where I was being obedient to God, how God opened those doors. And it's, you know, also the one thing is humor. You know, the joy and the humor, when that comes out, no matter what you're going through, people will want that. It's not pushing something on them. It's just when you're happy and joyful and you're just singing and praising, it's just amazing how that changes.
It's contagious.
Not only, it's contagious. It is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can see, you know, where we're doing this documentary, you know, I can see me in the kitchen rubbing my belly and people laughing. And, you know, I'm going to have this baby.
Yeah, but you know what? It's so true. I teach group fitness for LA Fitness. And for majority of my classes are to elderly. I teach AquaFit. And if you don't joke around and try to relate to them a little bit, you lose their attention, you know?
You do. And that's something, and that's what I was in the grocery store earlier, and I was talking about, you know, humor. And, you know, the cashier said, can I have your phone number to the lady in front of me? And I said, yeah, she'll call you at home later. And the cashier just was cracking up, but the other lady, she didn't find it very humorous, you know, so, but it's, yeah, there has to be humor.
She might not have got the joke, DW. But it is good because, you know, I'm sorry, but laughter is like the best medicine for a lot of people. It really is. So
it is, and it is, and it can turn someone's life around so fast, you know, just in that minute. And, you know, just
even a second, I'll see one of the ladies, they come in, they're in a bad mood, and I'll crack a joke and smile, and next thing you know, they're smiling and having a good time. It's very contagious.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll look at you and go, what's wrong with you?
I get that sometimes too. Like, wow, what did you, you know, did you have an extra cup of coffee? No, I don't drink coffee. Could you imagine if I did, you'd have to scrape me off the ceiling.
They just want to remain in a grumpy mode, and they don't want anything to upset. You know, they're going to be grumpy. They're going to be hateful. But, you know, it's just when you don't let them steal your joy or the enemy steal your joy, and I just move on along. It's just, you know, hello, how are you doing?
As you grow older, you learn it more, too. I know when I was younger, I used to be uptight. Oh, what if? Now as you get older, you get more confident and a little bit more relaxed, and you've had time to see some of the miracles that God can do. And, yeah, I get it. You know?
Yeah, and there has been some really amazing miracles that God has done. And, you know, even with, you know, me going to purchase a house over 4 years ago, you know, God had showed me what house to get. And I said, okay, God, you got this. And then they called me and says, you're going to go to prison because you don't have a dime in your checking account. And I said, well, God said on this day the money was going to be there. And they said, you can buy a house on God said. And I said, well, God said I could buy this one. And they said, we're not playing around with you. And if the money's not there, you're going to go to jail because you've signed papers. And I said, well, God said. And they were like, you know, is your father giving you the money? I said, yes, my heavenly father's giving me the money. And they're like, we're not playing games here. You know, there's 12 people on this email. And we're tired of playing these games. You know, where's the money coming from? And I said, I don't know. God said the money is going to be there. And, you know, on that day, the money was there. It covered what down payment I needed, plus $100. And they said, did you know the money was going to be there? And I said, yes, God said the money was going to be there. And they're like, stop with this. You know, were you getting some commission check or what was happening? I said, and that was the company I worked for at the time. I said, I don't know my commission check that far out. And I said,
right.
God said. There's
exactly.
No
explaining. And if you stay confident and you stick to that, I mean, I learned at a young age, like if God tells you something's going to happen, you better listen because it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't listen, then you're going to goof it up. So.
And what was so funny was when I wrote A Modern Day Job, when God wrote that, he had me tell that story, and I sent it to her without her name or anything else and just said, you know, is this story true? You know, and so, you know, is there anything that you see that I didn't do right? You know, because I had all the emails. So she went back and added her side of the view of it. She added her name, her last name, and her company name because she was like, you know, only God could have done this because after the fact of I didn't have any money, then the money was there. you know, it really made some believers of, wow, that's really stepping out on faith.
Believers out of non-believers.
Yeah. And I had moved 8 times in 10 years, and all I had was a bed and a dresser. You know, my only thought was, where am I going to put my bed? It wasn't of where's the money going to come from, or I don't have furniture.
You already saw yourself in the house, and that's what you have to do in order to make it happen.
Yeah, and God had said, and so when they had called and said, you know, on Memorial Day, they said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to put my bed, you know, in my mind. And he said, you don't have the house. And I said, that house is mine. And he said, you don't have the house. And I said, that house is mine. And he goes, you're no fun. He goes, the house is yours. And I said, it's the best birthday present ever. And he actually sent the email over to the mortgage lady. And for my birthday, she bought a point for me. And I didn't quite understand all the points. But it knocked about $1,200 off of my payment and put it down to exactly where I needed it to be. And
wow.
I mean, God has been so, it was the blessings and the favor. Because with the company that I had worked for, there was 3 people tried to get me fired, and God was just growing the territory in Florida. It was just growing and growing and growing. And the company was atheist. And they had told me, we know that you're a Christian author. And that was the time there was only one book. And we never want you to speak of Jesus. And I said, well, I shouldn't have to. You should see him through. So they took me into the vice president. He said, I understand that you're a Christian author. I'm a non-practicing Jew, and you're never to speak to me about Yeshua. And I said, you shouldn't have to. You should see him through. And let me tell you, God has grown the territory so much that he actually gave me the President's Club. This was a worldwide company, very, very large, 153 years old. He gave me the President's Award, and there was only 6 of us out of 275 people. And with that trip, they said, I didn't want to go to the island where they were going to drink and party. They said, this year we're going to do something different. We're going to give you airfare, and we're going to give you hotel, and you can go anywhere around the world. But what they didn't know was the year before, I had declared and decreed, I said, I'm going to Israel, and I said, I'm going to win the President's Award, and my company's going to pay for it. And God gave me that trip.
You know what? See it, believe it, achieve it.
Amen. And that's the thing. We need to learn how to loose and bind and declare and decree and rebuke and repent. And when we do something, we ask for forgiveness. And, I mean, when we do all these things, what the Bible says, it just – and for me to even be talking about the Bible is totally on the flip, because I never really read my Bible until, like, last March during the pandemic when my job ended, because they called me and said – the company that had purchased us, they said, you're released with the rest of your team. And God said, release. And he said, you work for me not only with Productions by Faith, also with Canonical Ministries, and that's Hebrew for grace. And so we work with homeless, we work with and we work with timed out children, the foster care children, as they're dumped off.
Nice. And very rewarding for you, considering what all you've, you know, done up to this point. So that's awesome.
It has been it's something that I would have never, you know, thought of doing. But, you know, that's what God says, you know, take care of the widows and the children. And I just know that I wouldn't want to be treated that way. And I've been through some things in my own life. But when I see people being treated badly, it's just, I mean, I have a young man in my house right now that was his parents just dumped him out in the street.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 21, and he did not want to take the shot, the vaccine. And so because of that, they just dumped him out in the street.
So now that he's an adult, because I'm adopted also, I went through 7 different foster homes before the age of 3. And my adopted parents, they were amazing, and they both died in their early 40s. And I learned as an adult, life is what you make of it.
Amen. It is. And it's all the things that's been dealt with in the past of whatever we have been dealt, done, or done to ourselves, or just the circumstances, in the moment of wherever we're at, if we choose to go forward, and I don't want to say leave it completely behind, because that's the scars and that's the badges that I wear proudly. And I wear it as a badge of honor to say, this is what I've been through, and you know, by the grace of God, I have survived. And just share that with other people. And because you never know what someone's going through. There was a stock boy one day in the grocery store, and God had me ask him, how are you doing? And he said, fine. And I said, how? And God said, ask him how he's really doing. And I said, how are you really doing? And he said, my grandmother's dead, my mother's dead, my aunt and uncle were just murdered, and I don't want to live. So God had me speak some words to him and pray with him. And he said, you sound just like the gentleman on the next aisle, my coworker, and he's a pastor. And I said, if God has sent me in here at this specific time, this specific store, and to speak to you, don't you think your life is worth something? And he just looked at me. And I mean, we never know what someone's going through and just the moment in their life. But, you know, the way he was looking at life is his world had ended and his life wasn't any value, and he just wanted to end it. But that's just the enemy speaking.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Big time. And you have to try to fight through all of that, you know. It's tough. But once you can recognize it and fight through it, man, life is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And that's, you know, even some of the things that I go through, you know, the enemy will say things to me, and I go, I'm a child of God. And then I'll start going through, and I have focus on God's promises. And that's a lot of the promises, you know, that God has spoken over us. And I'll start just, you know, going over those, and I'm like, you're not going to talk to me that way. You don't know whose child this is. And that was, again, like I said, something I would have never done. But just being in the Word of God, and I listened to the Bible Project. I watched that on YouTube, and it does like an overview of the chapter. And then as I'm reading the Bible, I also have the Bible app, and I'll play that, and I'll read along in the King James Version. Because, you know, when I was deaf as a child, you know, your eyesight picks up. There's going to be other senses that kicks in. And so,
I'm
visual. And so with the hearing going on, you know, it keeps my attention and I can read. And when I see something, I can go back, I can underline, I can make notes, and I can highlight. And that's where I really learn so much.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today and share all of your stories with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's, you know, I just want to see everybody just, you know, stay in the faith and just keep praying, because even give praise in the things that you see that could be so bad, because, you know, God has a plan for us, and we never know what's coming out of it. We just have to keep moving forward. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless. Take care. We'll talk soon.
All right. God bless. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Wow, guys. So we went over a little bit in time, but it was well worth it. J.W. Tolley, amazing stories. Check out his books. And we'll be back again next week, same time, same channel. Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Good night, Ethel. Good night, everybody. Good night.